After all of those years being stuck on a page, did you ever imagine you'd see me on stage? Now I'm here. There's no telling what may ensue. No, there's no telling what. But I'll give you a clue. Oh, the things you can think. Oh, the things you can think. If you're willing to try. Think invisible ink. Or a kink with a stink. Or a stare to the sky. If you open your mind. Oh, the things you will find. Lining up to get loose. Oh, the things you can think when you think about Sue.
That's David Shiner as the Cat in the Hat, along with the chorus line from the musical Seussical, which made its appearance on Broadway a couple of years ago and now has arrived in CD form. I don't know about you, but I've never felt that Seuss had to leave the page to be somehow better or more complete or more inspiring. In fact, there's already a ton of energy in the playful language, surrealist art, and fantastical characters of Seuss's books. The tales themselves are, for the most part, built on elegantly simple, straight-ahead morals that are still as urgent today as they were 3,000 years ago when Aesop perfected the fable. In Seussical, the musical, however, there's the matter of finding a storyline that will somehow weave together nearly a dozen elements of Seuss's best-known tales, including The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, The Two Horton the Elephant Books, Gertrude McFuzz, and The Places You'll Go. Enter Horton, played by Kevin Chamberlain, who steadfastly protects his speck of clover and all the who's on it. He and his soulmate, Gertrude McFuzz, a bird who has undergone a radical and unhappy makeover, played by Janine LaMama, carry the weight of the musical on their shoulders. In the end, I think Seuss would approve of the tender, simple moral that Horton and Gertrude sing their final duet about.
One small voice in the universe.
One true friend in the